got too far, they DM me. Draw the top,
my thumb right cold, here.
But you feel the heat.
Ooh.
Be real with me, keep it 100, just be real with me.
Ooh.
Eat it up like it's a feast.
Eat it up.
They say the dope on fleek.
Power 98 WB, G, Dullivan, Larry, the Wonder Madhouse, man. Gucci Mane, get the bag and fumble with the Migos. There it is. All right, man. We're not fumbling the bag, but somebody fumbled on these servers down here in Meck County. So we're talking about our crazy news today. Do you think, since our Mecklenburg County servers were hacked by some hackers, should they pay the ransom that they're asking for? The initial ransom was between $23,000 and $25,000. Now they're saying it's upwards of $600,000. They want $600,000.
Yeah, they believe that these hackers are from Iran or Ukraine, and they have 48 files that were breached. Mecklenburg, which is causing the county to run slow right now. There are a lot of departments right now that are running slow, like our jail.
Y'all ain't getting no checks.
Park and Rec, the Department of Social Services.
Park and Rec slow anyway. I can speak on their behalf. They slow anyway.
Online reservations are down with Park and Rec. That's what you're not going to be able to do.
Mm. Good morning. What y'all think? Should they pay or not pay?
I don't think they should pay them. We don't know what some people got. They way over there. We don't know what some people got. It ain't affecting us, really. They way over there. They don't know us.
Actually, it is affecting us. It is affecting us on our day-to-day walk right here in Charlotte, America. It is our county.
Girl, so you hear online registration is down?
You're talking about the jail. You're talking about the court system. You're talking about how you pay your property taxes. Well, then again, this kind of might benefit us.
And we don't know what information they do have, which means we don't know how it can affect us.
Right.
They haven't played all their cards yet.
Yeah. They just holding the deck right now. They just holding their hand.
Yeah.
They trying to get that bag.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even. Never mind. Good morning.
Hey, basically, I think it's just another false flag. And anybody who's ever studied computer security know that the first thing you have to do, one of your core classes is computer hacking. That's one of your core classes. And in that, they teach you how to make your IP address ping from any location across the world. So them saying that it's Iran or Ukraine, they more than likely don't know where it's from.
So do you think they should pay the ransom?
I don't think they should.
Okay. Mm. That's from a computer guy. He said don't pay them nothing. Mm. I ain't paying them country nothing. In the words, a dollar bill from Players Club. We ain't paying them country nothing.
I wonder if they have this information, how can it affect us if we don't pay it?
I guess we're trying to find out. Just
how can it affect us? I mean, I know that we have a plan now where we're going to rebuild based off of our backup plan, but they still have the information. So what does that mean for us?
Good morning.
I work for the county, and yes, we are at a deadlock. We can't check our emails. We can't clock in. And I can't tell you what else we do because you'll know what part of the county I work for. But no, they shouldn't pay. And yes, they're in the process of fixing it.
Do you think that the information that the hackers have is important information?
You know, what's funny is we have to take, the county makes us take mandatory testing. We have to take mandatory tests on terrorism, ethics in the workplace. And we just took a test on this, on terrorism. And look what happens. But no, I don't think they have anything that would justify a breach of privacy.
It seems like the people giving the test is the ones who need to be taking the test. That's what it seemed like to me.
I feel like we weren't ready. I feel like we weren't ready. And it's
sort of like
hold on, what happened? We being hacked, huh? What?
Yeah.
What do we do? What do we do?
If you didn't get your comment in, leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We ain't paying them country nothing. Nothing.
Well, we might.
Wake that ass up. You're listening to Charlotte's favorite morning show.
With No Limit Larry and the